Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps say they will not reopen the Strait of Hormuz until the U.S. lifts its naval blockade on the waterway. Overnight, Iran announced it would shut down shipping in the strait, yet again just the day after it said it would be reopened to commercial vessels in response to the ceasefire in Lebanon. In a statement on its official news outlet, the IRGC said they made the move after the United States violated its commitments under the two-week ceasefire, which took effect on April the 8th and didn't lift its naval blockade against Iranian vessels and ports. IRGC vessels were reported to have fired on oil tankers in the strait overnight. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Mull says Iran's reclosure of the Strait of Hormuz is disappointing.
Obviously, that is a disappointing development overnight. Clearly, this is a situation which is in flux. We have a fragile ceasefire in place. I think what we need to see now is every diplomatic avenue being pursued to turn this temporary ceasefire into one that is permanent, to obviously open the Strait of Hormuz, to return the global fuel supply chain to normality and to put events on a pathway to peace.